Iran had successfully brought about the Islamic Revolution and defended its existence for 8 long years in the sacred defense against Saddam Hussein. But it would not be long before the world superpowers, namely America, would seek to punish Iran for its audacious stand for independence and freedom from hegemony. In the late 1990s, General Qasem Soleimani was made commander of the IRGC's Quds force. But greater perhaps than this was the fact that the leader had referred to him as a living martyr. People by this time were already wearing his face on badges and putting up photos of him throughout Iran and Lebanon and other places by those who recognized General Soleimani as a symbol of hope and freedom from the oppressive world powers. But it was not only the people and forces of good who had noticed him, for the eye of the enemy had also recognized him. An ex-CIA operative described him as the single most powerful operative in the Middle East today. The Revolutionary Guard, and particularly the Quds Force led by General Soleimani, were proving that wherever there was oppression, they would be there to confront the oppressors, as long as the people were willing to resist. One of the closest allies of Iran and the resistance in the region has been Syria. Syria has shared a common animosity towards Saddam Hussein and his supporters, particularly America and Israel. Syria was and is a strategic bridge between Iran and the resistance factions to the west, namely Palestine and Hezbollah. Furthermore, Syria was the home of the sacred shrine of Sayyida Zainab, salamullah alayha, who was the sister of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, two of the most significant figures in Islamic history when it came to the cause of rising up against tyranny and oppression. It should be no surprise then that the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada have designated both Iran and Syria as state sponsors of terrorism. And the chapter of the Syrian civil war is one which not only exposed the coordinated deceptive effort of global mainstream media, but also those who have naively fallen for their narrative. What was their narrative? Well, according to almost every mainstream media outlet, the people of Syria hated Bashar al-Assad. They wanted to overthrow him, but being the tyrannical dictator that Bashar al-Assad was, he bombed his own people in order to maintain power. It was a simple enough idea, and as often is the case, the simpler the lie, the more likely the masses are to fall for it. Using precisely this narrative, America and Britain pushed for supporting those attempting to rise up against Bashar al-Assad, like the Free Syrian Army. These were then presented as the heroes who needed to be helped in their plea for freedom from the tyranny of Bashar al-Assad. This was their narrative, but the truth was far from it. In reality, Bashar al-Assad was the beloved of the freedom-loving people of Syria and the region, and the majority of those who were being supported by the Western powers to overthrow him, like the Free Syrian Army, were actually the most bloodthirsty and despicable individuals on earth. The propaganda campaign had everyone fooled, and now Bashar al-Assad, one of the only Arab leaders who had been in support of Palestine, Iran, Hezbollah, and stood for resistance against the Zionists and America's imperialism, had been branded as a tyrant. The Free Syrian Army, which actually consisted mostly of ISIS and Western-backed foreign mercenaries, now enjoyed the full support of the outside world as they murdered countless people inside Syria and threatened to topple the leadership of President Bashar al-Assad, while the world clapped their hands. Pretty much the only nation to see through the lies and false narratives was Syria's brother, Iran. The Syrian government reached out, formally requesting assistance and support against the violent foreign plot. General Qasem Soleimani and the Revolutionary Guard, IRGC, bravely and boldly entered the battlefield against the foreign-backed agents such as the Free Syrian Army, to prevent further onslaught of the Syrian people. For this, the world would jeer at Iran. The world would insult the IRGC. They would blame the resistance and say that the Islamic Republic of Iran supports Assad the murderer. But in this noble cause and mission to defend the sovereignty of the Syrian people, the Iranians did not flinch. They took upon their shoulders the Islamic duty of defending the Muslim lands, a duty which naturally ought to have been adhered to by the majority of the Muslim nations, but most of them had abandoned this sacred duty of defense and had practically turned away from their religion. The Holy Quran states, "O you who believe, whoever from among you turns back from his religion, then Allah will bring a people. He shall love them and they shall love him. Lowly before the believers, mighty against the unbelievers, they shall strive hard in Allah's way and shall not fear the blame of a critic. This is the favor of Allah. He gives it to whom He pleases, and Allah is all-encompassing and knowing." If the presidency of Bashar al-Assad were to fall, then the FSA, ISIS, and Takfiri, bloodthirsty groups, would have taken control, much to the benefit and glee of the Zionists, who wanted nothing more than to see all structures of security and peace to fail in West Asia, the Middle East. This would be like World War III, while the world remained oblivious. On the one side, you had the FSA, supported by America, Britain, and the Zionists, along with groups like Al-Nusra Front, France, Israel itself. Their bombs rained down upon Syria, their aircraft soared through the skies, and their foot soldiers swarmed the devastated streets like death cults. Their aim? To topple the presidency of Bashar al-Assad and empower groups like the Free Syrian Army. But General Soleimani and those with him would not allow that to happen. General Soleimani, along with a Lebanese Hezbollah commander and an Iraqi militia leader, coordinated the defense of Syria from a base in Damascus, from where they coordinated attacks, trained militias, and set up an elaborate system to monitor rebel communications. In fact, thousands of Quds Force and Iraqi militiamen, as well as countless volunteers from across the world, came to fight back against ISIS, the Free Syrian Army, and the world tyrannical powers. From Pakistan came the Zainabiyun, from Afghanistan, the Fatimiyun, from Iraq, the Hashd al-Sha'bi, Kitaib al-Hizbullah, and al-Nujba. And many others too, all came to save the people of Syria from utter destruction at the hands of ISIS and those being referred to as rebels and their Western supporters. It was the resistant, united, and courageous efforts of Shias and Sunnis and even Christians who, standing together, came to fight back against the enemies of the universal concepts of peace, justice, and humanity. And the main man who took the coordination and leadership of all these factions upon his shoulders was none other than General Soleimani. At the presence of this great general and commander, the enemies began to shake. Suddenly, all their plots, schemes, propaganda, and funds were not enough to avail them. General Qasem Soleimani turned to visit Moscow. It is reported that he unfurled a map of Syria to explain to the Russians how a series of defeats for Bashar al-Assad could be turned into a victory with Russia's help. It was this strategic decision of Imam Khamenei and the foresighted strategy of Qasem Soleimani that a new alliance was born. So it was that Syria, aided by the Islamic Republic of Iran and Orthodox Christian Russia, resisted, was given the strength to resist. By November, the Allies had beaten back ISIS and gained ground in southern areas of Aleppo and captured numerous rebel strongholds. In February 2016, the Allied forces managed to finally break the three-year siege of Nubl and Az-Zahra and cut the rebels' main supply route from Turkey. The people of Syria rejoiced, and the refugee crisis steadily dithered away, people returning to their nation to rebuild their homes. The world now came to understand who were the true tyrants spreading bloodshed and chaos, who were those willing to stand and fight for the sake of justice and humanity, and who naively fell for the lies and deception of the mainstream media empire of the West. ISIS ran. Zionists fled like sheep spotting a wolf. Syria was liberated, and the holy shrine of Sayyida Zainab, salamullah alayha, secured. The shrine of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, was still waiting for the general.
The enemy now turned its eye now back towards Iraq.